Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Okay, next case, please.
Our next case is 11,990. Mark Gruzin seeks a variance from the front yard setback for section 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the west side of Dune Road, approximately 180 feet north of Evergreen Road. The 911 address is 9 Dune Road, Bethany Beach. Zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, map 17.16, parcel 88. We received 0 letters of support, 0 letters in opposition, and no mail returns. And specifically, the applicant is requesting a variance of 5 feet from the 30-foot front setback county requirement. And it states this request is in alignment with the current structure, the HOA rules, and is similar to other homes in the neighborhood.
All right, thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mark Cruz, 9 Dune Road, Bethany Beach.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Mr. Fuqua, night out.
Good evening again. For the record, Jim Fuqua representing the applicant. And I do want to tell you what a pleasure it is to be here to present the last application of the evening to you today.
Before 9
pleasure
o'clock.
Having you.
Before 9 o'clock, yeah.
Actually, Mr. Gruzin's application originally was going to be scheduled for the last hearing. And I think something controversial came up and they bumped some back. And here we are. But anyway, it's tough following Shannon. She does a very thorough job with these applications.
She does. Very good.
Again, for the record, Jim Fuqua on behalf of Mark and Marla Gruzin. I just submitted an exhibit packet that I'll be referring to. This is an application for a 5-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for a new home to be constructed. Mr. and Mrs. Gruzin own Lot 7 on Block C in Middlesex Beach, which is just south of Bethany Beach. The lot fronts on the west side of Dune Road, and Dune Road runs parallel to the beach. The lot is 60 feet wide by 120 feet deep. The Gruzins have an older existing home on the lot, which they plan to demolish and replace with a new home. Also, they want to put a pool in the rear, and the principal reason for that is to provide water activities for a family member, Mr. Gruzin's son, who has special needs. Exhibit A of the packet that I handed out includes 2 surveys. The first survey shows the existing house, which has an existing front setback of 25.2 feet. The second survey actually shows the proposed new house, which would have a front setback of 25 feet. The reason that the existing house has a 25-foot front setback is the result of a variance that was granted by the Board of Adjustment back in 1993, and that was granted to a prior owner. So the requested variance will result in the new home having the same front setback that has existed on the lot for about 25 years. The Middlesex Beach development is an older development. The original subdivision plot for the development was recorded in December of 1959. The development had and still has private restrictions. Exhibit B is a copy of the private restrictions, and I've highlighted the section of the restriction that provides that a front building setback line of 25 feet is required. So the original private restrictions required a 25-foot front setback, which obviously is 5 feet less than the county's requirement of 30 feet. And the principal reason for this inconsistency between the county and the private restriction is that Sussex County did not have a zoning ordinance or any setback requirements until approximately 1970, which would have been 10 years after the subdivision was created. So for the first 10 years of the development, most, if not all, of the homes built in the development had 25-foot front setbacks as required by the private restrictions. And then once the zoning ordinance was adopted, in effect, it was now a private 25-foot and a county 30-foot setback. Over time, as homes were replaced and new homes built, because of this unusual situation, The board has approved several variances in the area. Exhibit C of the packet that I handed out is a list of six front yard setback variances that have been granted on Dune Road since 2000. The seventh one referred to there is the actual variance that was approved on Mr. Grusin's lot for the prior owner. And also I've submitted there the minutes of that 1993 Board of Adjustment case. And I note in that case, Mr. Betts, who was the zoning inspector at the time, stated that there were other variances in the block that have been granted. So numerous variances have been granted, similar to what we're requesting. As to the legal criteria, for the reasons stated, there is an unusual, unique situation here regarding this lot. The subdivision preceded zoning and the private restrictions, which were less than the required county setback, were used for many of the homes in the area. The reasonable use of the property requires the requested setback in order to be able to construct a modern home and a pool on the lot. And as I've mentioned, the new home will be maintaining the existing front setback as currently situated there. The situation and these circumstances were not created by the applicant, but by the history of the property that I just mentioned. And the 5-foot variance will not alter the essential character of the area. And as I said, it will be the same setback that has been on the lot for about 25 years. In addition, the requested 5-foot variance is the minimum needed and, as I said, does comply with the HOA setback requirements and is similar to other front yard setback variances that have been granted in the area. Mr. Grusin, is everything I stated true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Would you have him come up to the mic?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and that's everything I have to present other than any questions you may have.
All right. I'll start, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Very good. Ms. Dee?
No, I have no questions. Well presented.
Thank you.
No question.
I have no question. Very well presented. Mr. Shepard?
Looking at that drawing, it looks like there's stairs in the rear. I take it there's not anything that's protruding further into any setbacks, HVAC, anything like that?
That's correct.
Okay. And how far is the edge of paving from front property line? Do you know, Mr. Fuqua?
I'm not sure, no.
Okay. All right.
But the existing...
look from the aerial like there might be some, but I didn't know if there was.
See, this is a picture of the existing house, and you can see there's plenty of parking in the front of the house. And that will remain the same.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions? No? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there any persons here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I move that we approve this variance for the 5-yard front setback.
Okay.
Uniqueness of the development as a whole, how long it's been there, cannot otherwise be developed. It's not created by the applicant. It will improve the character of the neighborhood, and it is the minimum variance required.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,990. All those in favor? Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by vote of 4-0, case number 11,990 is approved.
Thank you very much. And Mr. McGee, thank you for the compliment. In the 30-some years I've been presenting applications to the board, I believe that's the first time the board members have complimented me.
Oh, wow.
Perhaps the first female board
member. I'm working the new member.
Yeah, I got you.
Maybe, the first female. There we go.
Y'all have a good
evening. See you.